Hello, I'm Gargi. Welcome to Text to Task Simplifying Education, the podcast where we tackle hot topics in education with a fresh perspective. And today we are diving into a debate that's got educators and students buzzing. Should we scrap Shakespeare and study Instagram posts instead? Now, I know this sounds a little controversial. After all, Shakespeare is considered the gold standard of English literature. His works are part of almost every curricula worldwide. But let's face it, many students struggle to connect with a 400-year-old playwright. On the other hand, social media, especially platforms like Instagram, is where students live and breathe. So today we are going to explore both sides of the argument. Is there a place for Shakespeare in today's classrooms? Can Instagram posts teach us just as much, if not more, about language, storytelling, and culture? Let's find out. Let's start by looking at why Shakespeare has been a staple in education for so long. Shakespeare wrote about love, ambition, betrayal, and power, issues that are just as relevant today as they were in the 1600s. His plays make us think about human nature and morality. The Bard's use of language is legendary. Words like swagger and lowly didn't exist before Shakespeare. His works are a treasure trove for studying metaphors, similes, and complex sentence structures. Deciphering Shakespeare's play requires focus, analysis, and interpretation, skills that are crucial for academic success. Shakespeare's influence is everywhere, from movies and books to memes and pop culture references. Understanding his work helps students decode and appreciate these connections. But here's the thing, many students find Shakespeare hard to relate to. The language is old-fashioned and settings feel distant, and the characters don't always resonate. So does clinging to Shakespeare mean we are missing out on teaching tools that might connect better with today's learners? Now let's flip the script and talk about Instagram. It's not just a platform for selfies and foot pics. There's a lot more going on here that's worth exploring. Instagram posts are a snapshot of how people use language today, from hashtags and captions to emojis and abbreviations. Students can analyze modern communication styles. How do people condense big ideas into short captions? What tone or mood do emojis add to a post? Instagram is all about images, and analyzing those images can teach students a lot about storytelling, symbolism, and persuasion. For example, why does a travel influencer use certain filters? How does the composition of a photo affect its message? Social media posts reflect the concerns, trends, and values of today's world. Studying them can spark discussion about identity, activism, mental health, and more. Crafting an Instagram caption is like writing a modern haiku. It's about saying a lot with very little. Teaching students to write concise, impactful captions can sharpen their communication skills. Let's be honest, students are already on Instagram. Why not meet them where they are? Incorporating Instagram posts into lessons can make learning feel more relevant and fun. So does it have to be Shakespeare or Instagram, or can it be both? Why not compare Shakespearean soliloquies to modern Instagram captions? For instance, Hamlet's to be or not to be speech could be analyzed alongside a powerful post about mental health. Both deal with personal struggles and use language to connect with an audience. Assign students to rewrite a Shakespearean scene as a series of Instagram posts. Who would Romeo and Juliet tag in their posts? What hashtags would they use? This bridges the old and the new while teaching narrative skills. Use Instagram posts to teach media literacy. Have students analyze influencer posts. What's real? What's staged? How do they shape perceptions? Then connect that to how Shakespeare's plays shaped public opinions in his time. Shakespeare teaches depth, complexity, and timelessness. Instagram teaches immediacy, relevance, and creativity. Together, they offer a well-rounded approach to language and culture. Education doesn't have to be about choosing one over the other. It's about blending the old with the new to create a curriculum that's engaging, meaningful, and relevant. At the end of the day, the debate isn't really about scrapping Shakespeare or embracing Instagram. It's about rethinking how we approach education. Shakespeare teaches us the art of storytelling, the beauty of language, and the depth of human emotion. Instagram teaches us how to communicate quickly, visually, and in a way that resonates with today's world. So educators, don't throw Shakespeare out the window, but don't dismiss Instagram either. Use both as tools to teach students, not just to read and write, but to think critically, creatively, and compassionately. Thanks for tuning in to Text to Task, Simplifying Education. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share your thoughts. What do you think? Shakespeare, Instagram, or both? Let me know on social media. And until next time, keep learning and stay curious.